Om Shanti. So purity is the basis and foundation of our Brahmin life, and we all follow purity. Although people in the world, they find it difficult, or maybe sometimes they say it is impossible, because Iron Age is the age of body consciousness. So the more body conscious people are, the more they find it difficult to follow purity. But according to Baba's knowledge, the purity in Brahmin lives become natural. And it has two ways how it becomes natural. One is that we learn soul consciousness and we learn to stabilize ourselves in bodiless stage. So we know my original eternal form is soul. This body is just to play my role. And second thing, it's not only that I came to know that I am soul, but I also came to know through Baba and realized it that my true original form is purity. It's not impurity. It's the purity which is my original nature. It's within me. It's me. So as soon as that awareness came, that power to stabilize myself in the purity has come. So that's how it becomes easy for us to follow and observe. People think that celibacy is the purity. So Baba takes us deep into it. It's not only celibacy. But to reach to the perfect and complete stage of purity, there are steps. So this is the first step, to observe celibacy. The second step, Baba says, completely wiseless. To become completely pure means completely wiseless. There should not be any vice in its traces or maybe in subtle forms. So we all know, main is five vices and then its offsprings. So what are those? Yes? You can share, those who can speak English. How many of you speak English sitting here? Yes. Yeah? Lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, and greed, and then it's subtle forms, jealousy, laziness, fear, hatred, so, and then, yeah? So maybe, no, it's a big list. So when we say, means, wiseless, means, these vices should not touch my mind, even in thoughts. So to reach to that stage, it needs effort. Without effort, this is not possible. So we are in the steps. We have not reached up to that stage up till now. And if I ask, have anyone of you conquered anger completely? So what would you say? So maybe we do not get angry like people in the world. They shout, they throw things, and maybe, you know, like, they are annoyed, they do not talk. So we do not behave in this way. But still, still when the situation arises, we show our anger in subtle forms. Maybe not too harsh words, but still my words are little bit bitter. Maybe, no, official, or showing some annoyance. So still, this shows ki I am carrying impurity in me. So this is a very deep form of purity which Baba speaks to us. And then further step Baba says, even if waste is coming in me, in any form, it's not only vices, but waste thoughts, wasteful speaking, wasteful actions, that too is also impurity. Brahmins means special, spiritual. In each and every thoughts, words and deeds, we should be spiritual. So it should be unique, not ordinary. So when it is ordinary, it means it's not royalty. Royalty means uniqueness and speciality. And then further Baba says, if even in my dreams, not only in a gross way, but if even in my dreams I get angry on someone or I lose my celibacy, maybe, no, like any action based on any vice. This is an example. Still it is impurity. A subtle form of impurity. It means my subconscious mind is still carrying impurity. So we can check ourselves at what stage we are, no? Because we are all in process of attaining complete and perfect purity. And then Baba says, my routine from Amritvela till night when I go to sleep, it should be according to Baba's Srimad, Baba's directions. So if I am following the same, the way Baba says, you know, like Amritvela, how it should be, and when I listen Murli, so how should I listen Murli? I am listening in the same way. Whole day I am performing my tasks. So Baba told us that perform your task as an instrument, being trustee. You know, like Baba is the real doer, is doing it through me. And then before sleep, giving charge to Baba and clear all the accounts of the whole day. This is the right way of Brahmin routine. But if I am lazy in any way, or maybe I am careless, then again this is impurity, trace of impurity. Sometimes we think, oh, this is for whole life. If it is up and down, then does it make any difference? Yes. In our chart, no, in Baba's record, it makes difference. Maybe not in our own thinking. No, like it's dictates of my mind. It's not Srimad. No, either we follow dictate of others, either we follow dictates of my own mind, or maybe, you know, like what Baba is saying to me. So this is Baba's Srimad. So it's according to Baba's Srimad at what stage my purity is, I can see. Then Baba says, we souls are the most elevated and royal souls in the whole Kalpa because of this dharana of purity. Although other religious fathers or religious prophets, they also follow purity, they also follow celibacy, and with that power of celibacy they establish their religion. But their purity is not from the Supreme Father directly. Maybe they are the pure souls who descended from Supreme Abode to establish a religion, but they are not the pure souls with the purity directly from the Supreme Father. That's the difference. And that's why the Brahmin souls who observe purity in this Brahmin life, here, body is not pure, but when we are going to take rebirth in the golden age, then both the body and mind are going to be pure. When we are in Supreme Abode, in incorporeal regions, we are very next to Shiv Baba, very close to Shiv Baba. As his soul, the sparkle and brightness is more than other souls because of purity again. know, like we see stars in the sky. So there are different kind of stars. Few stars, their shine and brightness is more than other stars. So which stars attract more? Those whose brightness is more than others. So same way in the supreme abode, in the incorporeal region, we soul have best sparkle because of purity and we are close to Shiv Baba. So that is royalty. Means the, again, like we are most elevated in that way. And then when we descend down in the golden age, we take birth either in the king's family, as a royal family, if we are number one souls. No, it depends in which category we pass Baba's final exam. So if we take birth in the royal family, or if we claim a kingdom, if we come on the throne, again, it is royalty. Because we see, even in the Iron Age, those who take birth in the royal family, they are considered as special souls, elevated souls, and their all actions, behaviors, they are very high level. So same way, Baba says that in golden age too, we souls, we are most elevated in this way. But again, when we come in the middle, in copper age, all the Brahmin souls and deity souls, they are worshipped. They become worship worthy, and the worship ideals and images, they are kept in temples. So what do you think? I'm asking you, in India, it's very common. Each and every village, not only village, but each and every street has temples. So 3.3 millions or 330 millions, I'm not able to count it. But we say in Hindi, it's 33 crores of gods and goddesses are worshipped in India. And this is the population of gods and goddesses till end of the Silver Age. So what do you think? Do you get worshipped or not? In India or there? What do you think? Are you going to take birth in golden age here in India? Yes. So this is my land. India is the imperishable land. Baba says, all double foreigners, they have gone to their countries for service. Just for service. Maybe just few births you have taken there because of language difference, a little bit cultural difference, so that you can serve the souls over there. But originally, for 21 births, you have been on this land. Maybe not, I think it's wrong to say 21 births, but I think I should say till copper age, even more than copper age, half of the Iron Age. So you, all souls were here and you took birth on this land, and in copper age, you all are worshipped as the deities. So then Baba says the deities' worship is most elevated than the worship of all other religious prophets and all great souls, leaders, maybe actors. All the renowned souls in this world who have performed something great for this world, they are worshipped. But the most worshipped are deities and then religious fathers, religious prophets. So the method of worship of deities, I don't know whether you have seen temples in India or not, but we have seen many temples. Even before coming to Gyan, even we were going to worship deities. So we have seen in big temples for famous and main deities, that each and every action is worship. waking up in the morning, then, you know, like dressing them, bathing, feeding them, you know, like offering bhog. We offer bhog to Baba, so they offer bhog to deities. And for each and every action, the dress is also different. So before performing that worship of that action, they dress them for that particular task and then worship. And that worship is not ordinary. They always, you know, like play harmonium, beat drums, sing songs of their praise, which is called aarti and kirtan in Hindi. So right from morning till night, they are worshipped at many times, whole day. Baba says it's a proper and accurate way of worshipping. And this type of worship is not seen in any other religious father's worship. They are just prayers on special days or some special occasions, maybe on Sundays or on Fridays. It depends, like which is more important for them. So again, in worship too, we are most elevated and more royal than other souls, other pure souls of the world. And in Brahmin life too, if we say, so in Brahmin lives, we Brahmins, because of purity, becomes angels. So angels are world servers, those who serve the world. So angels' purity, at that level when we reach that purity, it is the best level of purity. So in Brahmin life too, we are, although making effort to reach that stage of purity, but still, because we become angels, so in Brahmin life too, we are the most elevated souls in the world, because rest of the souls in the world, except Brahmins, they do not make any effort to become pure. So this is why we have the personality of purity. Baba says personality is always visible. It cannot be incognito. So our purity, the Brahmin's purity, is visible by face. We all can see. The souls, those who really, according to Baba Srimad, following celibacy and observing purity of their mind, attitude and behavior, the sparkle of that purity is visible on their faces. You can see that spirituality, that uniqueness on Brahmin faces. And if someone say, it's okay, it's not visible on my face, but incognito way, I am making effort. So what do you think? Are they true? Baba says, if a diamond is kept in a dust, can that diamond hide its sparkle? It will always sparkle wherever it is kept, because it's a diamond. It's the same way. If I am pure, if the purity is within me, you cannot hide it. It will show. It will come up on your face, and not only in your face, then it will, because whatever is in the mind, the face is the index of mind. We say face is the index of mind, means if mind is pure, then it's definitely going to show up on the face, and then that comes to the words and behavior too. First it starts from the mind. So the personality is visible, and that is the proof we saw in Brahma Baba, and we see in our dadis and in our seniors, and even too, many of the Brahmin souls, when they go in the public, they mention it. The peace you have on your face, or the purity you have in your face, it makes you unique. I have many of these experiences, like when we go to meet Laukik people in the world for service. So being with them for a short period of time, when we leave, then they comment sometimes. Oh, when you come, it's really very special experience. Now you bring the vibrations of that peace and purity here too. And when people come to Baba's home, Madhuban, still, no, like they feel it because it is there, because of all Brahman's vibrations. So Baba says, our purity is not limited. It is unlimited. And we are not making only ourselves pure, but this purity is spreading in the atmosphere, making atmosphere pure, and the five elements of nature too. They become pure gradually, and in golden age they are pure. So the personality should be visible if the purity is really there. And then second thing Baba says, the symbol of purity is reality. The soul who are pure, they will be truthful. They will be very clean and clear in their hearts. They were true to Baba in each and every aspect. They will not hide anything from Baba, whatever is happened, or maybe if some mistake is done. Sometimes we are not able to follow Baba Srimad, we have committed some mistake. So immediately, we are very clear to Baba. So whatever is in me, within me, immediately I share it, and then I say sorry or apologize for that and finish it. Same in relations, when we come in Brahmin family or wherever we are in relations, because we are always in society. So same way, like I behave with everyone. Whatever I am inside, the same as I am outside. It's not, like in Iron Age, the symbol is falsehood. Iron Age special sign is, it's the kingdom of Raman. Kingdom of Raman means it's the kingdom of falsehood too. Like it symbolizes the same. So we think that each and every step we have to take support of lies. Without lie, this life is not possible. Is that true? In Iron Age, in this Tamo Pradhan world or impure world, what do you say? Lying is the life support. I'm asking from you. Is that true? What is your experience when you became Brahmins? Is it difficult to remain truthful? Now, although we say for Baba, he is Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam Shivam Sundaram means, we say God is truth. So the first thing the God likes is truthfulness. Honest heart, truth heart. And the one who is truthful, that is on the heart throne of Baba. Baba says, Sache dil par sahab raji. The master is pleased with the one who has true heart. So Baba's first liking is truthfulness. So if I am truthful, then I can sit on Baba's heart throne. And that is purity. Even in honesty in the world, people consider as purity. If I am honest to myself, if I am honest to Baba, if I am honest in my relations, honesty in relations and deceiving in relations. Deceiving means, again, the same thing. I am praising someone on face, but as soon as the person goes off, I am talking to other person, I start defaming the same person. So means, I am something in front of the person and I am something else behind his back. So what is this? This is deceiving. So Baba doesn't like these type of behavior. So whether it is with him or whether in the family, wherever we are, at workplace or... So if even traces of this are there in me, I need to check and change myself. The more truthful I am, the more real I am, more royalty and purity will be there in my behavior. And third thing, Baba says, the souls who are truthful, they will be naturally happy. Naturally happy means they are happy in the mind. Now, it's not that happiness means laughing loudly. I'm happy, so I'm smiling to everyone. So even if I smile to each and everyone, it doesn't mean that I am happy inside too. Sometimes we just show it. Even I am disturbed inside, I do not want to show my disturbance to others. What do we do? What do we do? We just superficially smile. And that is not real happiness. What Baba says, real happiness is stage, or it's a state of mind. My state of mind is happy. I'm being happy. So when I can be happy, it's only when I feel I am full. I am full of all treasures what Baba has given to me. I am completely contented. I feel that whatever I wanted to attain, I have attained everything. Physical as well as in a subtle way. Like physical way, body, mind and wealth. These are the needs. The body should be healthy, mind should be peaceful, and wealth. Wealth should be enough so that I can be able to meet all my desires or all my needs in other way. And then relations. My relations should be cooperative and loving. This is what we want. So in confluence age, these all four things we are attaining through Baba. Baba has made us carefree emperors. He is responsible for us. Whatever my responsibility is, whose responsibility? Whose responsibility? It's Baba's responsibility. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Baba. This mind, body, wealth. Whom does it belong? It belongs to Baba, not to me. So when I have this awareness, it's not just for sake of saying that I'm just saying it. No, Baba said, no, it's really. No, you surrender it to me. We have surrendered intellects. We Brahmins are surrendered to Baba. So when I really surrender myself to Him, then I experience all these attainments in an easy way. Because He is the responsible and He is almighty. So He knows, like how to make available all these things to me. And in future for 21 births, this is unlimited. No need to ask for anything. It's already so much. And when we say subtle attainments, like we ask for name, fame, my name should be glorified, I should be given respect, I should be known to the family or known to the world. Maybe this is the desire of name and fame, is a subtle desire. So Baba says, going into name and fame and asking for it, it's again not royalty. Royal people, they do not ask for anything. The nature is like their servant. So nature already offers them. They do not ask for it. If I am asking, it means I am not master. I am not up till now victorious. Now, some people even complained. They ask for love and respect too. They do not respect me. They do not love me. Or they are partial. Partial means like giving love to this one but not me. Giving respect to this one, that one but not me. Ignoring me or maybe. So who is giving me respect? Who has given me such a high self-respect? If I see my self-respect of Brahmin life, no one can have that respect. Its only need is that what Baba has given to me, I need to accept it. I need to be aware of it. I should become embodiment of it. I need not to ask from anyone. Baba says, if you are in self-respect, others will respect you. This is the law. It will not come you by asking. The law is giving. We are in Brahmin life, are bestowers, not seekers. Give me, no. I am the bestower. You give it to others and in return, it will come back to you. Now, like we say, love begets love, respect begets respect. If I give love, then the love will come back to me. So this is the law. The Baba has given us the right way to achieve all the things. Not to ask. We need not to ask for them. So if we beg for anything, even for physical or subtle, then it's not royalty. Baba says, royal souls, they never ask. They feel themselves full. So if my mind, mentally, if I feel fulfilled, then even physically, if I am lacking something, I will not feel it. But even if I have everything in my life, in a physical way, but mentally I am not satisfied, still I will keep asking for the things. Oh, I am not having this thing, I am not having this thing. And so desires are endless. In this way, if we say, then there is no end of desires. And then you can never find yourself contented. So, the happiness is through the contentment of mind. And this is Brahmin's life royalty. And next, Baba says, royalty is speaking softly, sweetly, and in a thoughtful way. Even less too. All the four things come in words. No? So inwardly way too. Now when we see royal souls, those who are considered as royal, their words are very special. They do not speak waste of anyone. They speak in unique words so that they can encourage others, they can bring happiness in the life of others, they can create hope in others. So Baba says, sometimes what happens, I feel that whatever I am speaking is true and others, they are not accepting your truth, then our voice is raised. Oh, I am true, so I can become. So Baba says, this should not happen. If I am true and I speak loudly, then Baba says, if you are speaking loudly, then you fail. This is like your test. And for truth, we need not to prove anything. It's like cloud comes and goes in front of the sun. But sunshine is always there. So in the same way, now the boat of truth can rock, but it never sinks. So it takes its own time sometimes, but definitely you are going to become victorious later on. And that victory is imperishable. That is going to accumulate your marks for the future, accumulate your reward for the future. But if you try to prove in your own way, then it's like Baba says, failure, and it becomes a sinful action. So my verse should always be royal and sweet for others. All, most of the Sakar Murlis, mostly each day, one after the other day, we find that Baba says, those who are soul conscious, their words are very sweet. They are sweet souls. So this sweetness is royalty, and with civilized way of saying something. So when we say royalty of mind, keeping good wishes and good feelings for others in each and every action, no matter what kind of soul is there in front of me, but I can always keep good feelings and good wishes for them. When I say about attitude, so my attitude should be always seeing others as angel souls. I myself is an angel, and the person in front of me is also an angel. This is the royalty of my attitude. And when I say for my actions, then I am happy and I give happiness to others. Giving and taking, both happiness. This is the royalty of my actions. So, Baba sometimes says that traces, when we talk about the traces of voices talking about complete purity. So, sexless trace, Baba says, the gross form of that voice, we become victorious as soon as we become Brahmins. But traces are in the form of attachment. And attachment means attachment to someone's virtues, qualities, their service, their way of doing things, maybe their cooperation for us, help, they help us. They are so loving, kind, compassionate. Any quality, speciality which influences us. One thing is, ki I am seeing this speciality and trying to become that. It's a different thing. But if I get influenced and then I have some more inclination toward that soul than others. Baba says the royalty is that you are loving as well as detached. Detached means like you are loving, means you are loving each and every soul in the same way. Not more to this soul and less to that soul, no. Whosoever the soul is, whatever qualities or defects the soul has or not, then my attitude is same for each and every one, because I am seeing that original, eternal form of that soul. And original and eternal form of each soul is pure. Pure and perfect. Maybe they are in the process of making efforts. We are all here. We are making efforts to become perfect. But if I am seeing in that way, then that is right. But if I get influenced, then it is trace of lust vice, Baba says. So I need to pay attention to it and I need to remove my this defect. And if we talk about the traces of anger. So maybe it comes in the form of jealousy and hatred most of the times. We become victorious over the gross form of anger that we have already discussed. But jealousy means I compare myself with others. And when I compare myself with others, then I am jealous of their fortune, maybe. Jealous of their qualities, maybe. Jealous of their being given more chances. So many things are there. So then I need to check myself. Baba says, you should become razor. It's a Hindi rhyming words. Raise karo reese nahi. So you can be in race. We are all in race of making effort. But it doesn't mean that you become jealous. We all have our own fortune and it is predestined. So it's according to my role in drama. I need to find or I need to identify my role in the drama. And according to my role, what it is destined for me, I need to realize and make effort. Not to compare my role with the other's role. There are no two roles are same in the world. All have their own role to play. Every soul has its unique role. Is that true? Can I play the role of other soul? So, Baba says, each and every Brahmin souls have received specialities. We are all special souls in our own way. That's why Baba has selected us. That's why we are in Brahmin family. So I need to recognize my speciality and use it. And when I use my speciality, then Baba will keep adding more specialities in me. Baba says, how you can increase your specialities is only by using them in Baba's service. And that will make you full. So, this is the way to finish the jealousy with the other soul. So, recognize your own fortune. And then, hatred. Why hatred comes? Hatred is because I see the weaknesses of others. They should not be doing this. Why do they do like this? Although they are the knowledgeable soul, they know everything. Now, for worldly people, we have soft corner. We are very compassionate to them because our feeling there is to serve them. So then, we neglect their weaknesses. But as soon as we come in the Brahmin family, and especially when the gatherings take place, when their programs of service become, and sometimes weakness of some people are so obvious that we are not able to neglect them. But Baba says, that as we already discussed, every soul has speciality. So even if they have 35 defects and weaknesses, I should have that vision in me that I can identify the one speciality that soul has. So I should be the one, like Holy Hans, Baba says, Holy Swan, and the one who picks up the jewels, not the stones. So, I will be called holy or pure only when I do not see the weaknesses and defects of others. Only my vision falls on the speciality and virtues of the other soul. So if I am seeing the speciality, then there cannot be hatred. Hatred only comes when my vision falls on the weakness, and that makes me impure. So purity of mind means keeping purity of others within me. And if anger subtle other form is getting hurt by someone. If someone has said something to me, I tolerated it. As Brahmins, Baba Srimat is that you should tolerate. You should not reply. in the same tone the person is speaking to you. Okay, I tolerate it, but I didn't speak, but I get hurt. And that is, you know, like going on in my mind, creating so many negative thoughts, waste thoughts. I'm not able to come out of it. Even for days, sometimes months, as soon as the soul is in front of me, oh God, all the road is reminded, huh? So Baba says again, this is not the purity of mind. If I get hurt, you know, I know Baba has given me the knowledge of all the three aspects of time. So he told me that definitely I had some account with that soul. Maybe I had hurt that soul in the past, maybe any birth, and now that account is settled. So when my debts are settled, how do I feel? Definitely happy, no? So in the same way I should feel that my account is settled. And if I keep good wishes and good feelings for the soul, even while I get hurt, or maybe, like I forgive the soul, if I have that feeling that, okay, whatever has happened, I just forgive. It's okay for me, let go that. That is more rewarding for me than that soul. It will purify my mind. I'll be free of so many of waste and negative thoughts. So, immediately, you know, like I should sit in front of Baba and give everything to Baba and forgive the soul. If you feel that it's your mistake too, you know, sometimes we also commit some mistake, then forgive yourself too. Learn to forgive yourself too. Forgive that soul and as well as yourself. And then your mind is clean and pure again. And in the same way, sometimes we have traces of ego within us, I and mine. So Baba says, this I and mine too is the biggest form of impurity. And this I and mine is the last one which leaves us in this confluence age. And this is the even last test at the time of destruction. And because these tests, they come. So the sign of that trace of ego is, I consider myself always right. In the gross form of body consciousness, we all leave as soon as we become Brahmins. But sometimes, you know, we develop ego of our knowledge. Oh, I am a knowledgeful soul. So whatever I am thinking is right. Whatever I am doing is right. And I never respect the thoughts of other person. I never give them value. So this is ego again. So maybe I am right in my own way. And in the perspective of that person, it may be right. So I should accept, maybe, you know, I don't follow them, but I need to respect their thoughts, their views. And sometimes, if I do not accept my mistake, I have done mistake, I know, but I do not accept it, I try to prove it. Again, it's a subtle form of ego. So if I have done a mistake, then just say sorry and finish it. And then promise yourself that in future I'll be careful. I will not commit it again. This is the first effort which Baba sees. So again, in essence, the complete purity and royalty is being aware of my original, eternal, pure form and becoming embodiment of my that pure stage in remembrance of Baba. Baba says, our purity is based on that I am having all my relationships with Baba, not with any bodily being. All with all I am in connection because of service. That's it. But my complete relation is with Baba. So my company and companion is Baba. I am combined with Baba. In other words, Baba says, so if really I am in this remembrance and awareness, to observe purity becomes easy for me in Brahmin life. Okay? Om Shanti.